guys ready for a great show? Hey, this is the Philadelphia Eagles. This is their first time over here. They're going to be over here for 12 days. They're heading up to Iraq tomorrow. We're over here supporting you guys. This is the first show, so they really want to hear it. So let's give it up for the Philadelphia Eagles cheerleaders.
When we first heard about it, it was probably back in January, February this past season, and I remember looking at the timestamp actually of the email to be like, oh my gosh, I hope I'm the first person that responds to this, because I wanted to go that badly.
I was elated. Pretty much the reason I tried out for the Eagles, because I know NFL cheerleaders have the opportunity to go on military-type tours, and the NFL does such a good job of supporting troops, and that's something I definitely want to be a part of. I come from a military background myself, and I'm military myself.
I saw the opportunity as a way to get myself out and involved and more knowledgeable, and I looked at it and I was like, you know what, this is something that I have to do. I'm going to regret it if I don't.
This was without a doubt more than just a meet and greet, and I think we all knew that going in. But in the same sense, I think we also were a bit unaware of what we were getting ourselves into.
We would wake up early in the morning, go to one of the DFACs and sit and have breakfast. The great thing about that, we were able to interact with the troops on a one-to-one basis, which was great, learn about their lives, their families, and kids at home.
Obviously, we did. You shook their hands, you sign an autograph and things like that, which is very generic, but when it boiled down to it, all they were looking for was a conversation. They wanted a little piece of home, and that was what we gave them.
I went over there not thinking I would know anyone that would already be over there, and I saw somebody that I've known since I was in second grade, and he was like, Madeline, you know, hey, and it was awesome because I didn't expect to see it, especially him there. About 8 months ago, I received a fan letter from a first lieutenant who's in Iraq, deployed in Iraq right now, and he went through ROTC, so he sent me a letter just, you know, saying it was cool that there's a cheerleader going through the same program he was. And I found out about 2 weeks before we left that we were actually going to be going to the same base that he's stationed at. Turns out he was on our detail, so he met us on the flight line. As soon as we got off the helicopter, he was there, and it was really cool. He gave me a big hug. He's a diehard Eagles fan. It was cool just to sit down and talk about the Eagles with a fan that I had been kept in touch with, you know, thousands of miles away, and actually get to sit there and, like, one-on-one, get to give him a hug. It was just, like, it was an incredible experience.
There was one night that we got to just... It was really late. We were all really tired, and our flight had already been delayed, so we weren't even supposed to be at this specific base anymore. They were like, girls, you know what? These guys that really want to see you, they hadn't gotten a chance because they were working all through the hours that we had been performing and doing appearances. So we were like, you know what? This is what we're here to do. This is what we want to do. And we went over there, and we just hung out with them for an hour, and not doing anything, just talking, just hanging out and having a great time. And it was an awesome experience because I stepped back from it for a minute and watched the girls and the guys and saw how much fun these guys were having just for a few minutes and how much it meant to them just to have some contact with civilization outside of the army or the military life, you know. It's something that they don't get and something that they appreciate so much, and we take it for granted. And I just watched them and how happy they were, and when they saw us leaving, how upset they got. And it just makes you think sometimes that you're so lucky, and these guys are just amazing.
I guess it was just something I never took into consideration, the fact that most of these men and women enlist as soon as they're out of high school, and they're so young. With age, obviously, you mature, but these people, you know, they're 17, 18 years old, and they're extremely mature as is. That really made an impact on me, was knowing how mature that these men and women had to be at such a very young age.
I think the opportunity has changed me immensely. I mean, I was so sadly unaware of what was going on over there and anything around me, you know, even politically, that I just don't get involved in. I let it pass me by just because I'm happy, I have a good life, I'm, you know, very privileged because of what these men and women are doing for me, that I just let it go. And going over there has opened my eyes in so many ways, seeing what they go through on a daily basis and what they're fighting for to help us, and how selfless they are to give up their time and their independence.
This was the trip of a lifetime. It was the most amazing experience of my entire life. We were there to give them a piece of home, but now, in a strange way, I feel like that was home, because there was just such a strong connection with the men and women that we met over there. And since I've actually gotten back here stateside, it's on my mind 24/7.